Time now for sport at 23 minutes to 9 with Nathan Lodardi. Kia ora, Nathan.
Kia ora.
A bit of controversy in the marathon world today?
There is controversy in the marathon world around length. The Newport Marathon. What's happened is, yeah, the organisers have come out and said, you know how you felt, man, it feels like I'm nearly at the end and I'm not. Well, yeah, they got it wrong. They measured it wrong by 276 metres. So they've gone out, they said, look, we're going to amend people's times. However, I don't think it mattered that much because Chris Bird, who won the race, he set a new course record when he did it. So I imagine what that means, he ran it in 2 hours 31.34. I imagine what that means is that will now come in. What, how long would you go 276 metres? About another minute out of that. So he's now got a personal best. So that's what's happened there in Newport. However, a marathon in Fountain Valley, a guy called Esteban Prado, he's 24 years old. He's been training for marathons. He's just got into them recently and he's actually got some incredible skill. What he doesn't have is much knowledge of what's supposed to happen. So he wins the marathon and then is instantly disqualified because they said, this is what the race director said, we were forced to disqualify a participant after it was confirmed they received unauthorized assistance from an individual on a bicycle. What that was his dad who rode along and gave him a water bottle to drink. And when they said, well, why did you do that? He said, whenever I got to those stations, the volunteers, they were scrambling because I was the only runner in sight. You could barely see me like at certain turns because what he's saying is I was so fast that these people weren't ready for me. The race was awarded to the second place getter who finished quite a bit behind him. And Esteban Prado, this is a good bit of pride in this answer. I don't argue over something that's 15 minutes away from you. You get no money or anything. If he wanted that, congratulations for that first place. If he really felt like he needed it, it's just for him at the end of the day. I really got nothing out of it. I know I won.
Jesus. Hey, how hard can it be to measure a marathon?
I know, measure out a marathon.
Yeah, but it's on your phone. I mean, you walk around and it tells you how many steps you're doing. I mean, it can't be that. You get your map, my run, and you put it into a little.
But it's quite thrilling for people to find out their marathon time's going to be even faster. So that's quite.
Well,
quite
I've done one once, and I want to go back and have a check.
Oh, my goodness.
It took me about 4 hours.
Yeah, there you go. And I should just point out, too, the Champions League, we have got 10 minutes to go in the second semi final, and Bayern Munich lead Real Madrid 1-0. They are at Real Madrid's house. If it stays like this for the next 10 minutes, Bayern Munich go to the final. It's an all-German final.
Ooh, sounds good. All right. Thank you very much, Nathan. Nathan Lodardi with your sports update.